Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome to another episode of the Something to Think About podcast. Last week, we started our series on the fear of bad news. We're looking on what does the Bible say about the fear of bad news. Well, it defines it as a lack of confidence, an unsecured heart, also someone who is expecting disaster. And according to Proverbs 3:25. And it also, we looked on two triggers when it comes on to the fear of bad news. And the trigger really is what you're hearing, your ear gate, what you're listening to, but it's also about what information you're paying attention to. So we looked on the whole fact that the command that when you hear it, don't become terrified. And then Solomon in Proverbs 1:33 says, whoever listens to me will live without worry. So what type of information are you consuming and what are you paying attention to that is causing that trigger? And we also looked on four things that happens when you pay attention to bad news, is that it shatters your confidence, move you from a place of security, dim your light, and clogs your hearing. So the recommendation last week was to pay attention to do an information audit. What exactly are you paying attention to? Our core scripture is Psalms 111 verse 7, which says, he's not afraid of bad news. His heart remains secure, full of confidence in the Lord. This week we want to zero in on the mindset of the fear of bad news versus the mindset of a secured heart. And there's three or four on each side. And let's examine the mindset of fear of bad news first. According to Proverbs 3:25 and 26, if you fear bad news, you live in worry. So constant anticipation that things are not going to go well. You know, the economy's inflation is going up, economy is suffering, prices are going up, things are terrible. That's the mindset. You worry, how am I going to eat, live in an economy that is stifling and struggling? And the other thing is that the other mindset is that you're afraid of sudden terror. So if you think about the earthquake that happened in Taiwan, a sudden terror like that will create bad news. If you see accidents in the news and all of a sudden somebody leaves your home, that drives you worry about them until they come in, that all of a sudden you think that something bad is going to happen to them on the road just because they leave to do basic business. And mark you, there's no guarantee of going out that you'll actually come back in. However, it shouldn't be a case where you're constantly worrying that something bad is going to happen to your family members just because they leave the house. And the last thing is that the person with the mindset fear of bad news expects to get caught, whether it be in a trap, get caught doing something negative or bad, or the outcome is not necessarily positive in their mind. And when you think about what Solomon said in terms of in Proverbs 1:33, when it says that whoever listens to me will live without worry and will be free from the dread of disaster. But if you read the verse before, it says that gullible people kill themselves because of their turning away. Fools destroy themselves because of their indifference. But he says, whoever listens to me would live without worry. And if you switch over now to Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26, he says that don't be afraid of sudden terror or of the destruction of the wicked when it comes. The Lord will be your confidence. He will keep your foot from getting caught. So the whole idea is that you fearing to being caught in a trap or being caught in something bad or something, the outcome being negative, is really putting you in a place, as we discussed last week, in an unsecured place where you're living your life in worry. And that sort of mindset is not necessarily healthy if you want to function properly. But let's contrast that with a secure heart's mindset. According to Psalms 27, verse 1, the Lord is your light. And it says that the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. If you think about that, the Lord is your light, the word of God now becomes your director and your guide and your and it will direct you in terms of where you should go, give you counsel, answers question to you, because what it says in Isaiah 55 verse 10 is that the word will not return unto God void. It's supposed to accomplish what it will. So if the Lord is directing your steps, you will remain protected. The second thing in terms of the mindset of the secured heart is that the Lord is your salvation, my salvation, meaning that you have the mindset that regardless of what is happening, God is going to save you. The other thing is that the Lord is your fortress, meaning that instead of being in an unsecured place, regardless of what is happening mentally, spiritually, you'll feel secure within yourself about what you're doing. So for example, you spend months preparing a presentation, days preparing a presentation, and you know you're prepared and you put together your points well, you'll be in a secured place that you can present the information without a problem. Or you can go through that sales presentation knowing that God will, you are confident of the outcome. Even if the outcome is not positive, you will still be in a secured place knowing that you did your best. And that's the, when it comes down to being a fortress, God being your fortress, is that He shields you now from the impact of negativity, knowing that you still have your confidence even if you're rejected. So that's the whole idea we're talking about in terms of God being your fortress. No matter what is happening around you, you will remain confident knowing that things will turn around for the better. And that's the whole idea. And the last thing in terms of Proverbs 3:26 is that the Lord will be your confidence, meaning that the word of God becomes the ground on which you stand. No matter what is happening, no matter what the outcome may look like, the word of God becomes the ground on which you stand. Meaning, if you are told that you're not good enough, you know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's not only a promise that is futuristic, but you know that you are, regardless of what somebody else says. And regardless of the outcome that the person, like things may look gloom and doom and nothing going to be coming out good of the situation, you know that God will provide for you in the midst of difficulty. And there are multiple other situations and promises that we can hold securely that God is going to fulfill His promise and His word towards us. And that's where we want to really end our examination of a secured heart versus a heart that fears bad news. And really want to ask yourself the question this week: is your heart secured or is your heart unsecured and you fear bad news? Which one of the mindsets do you think you fall into? And if you fear bad news and you are embracing the mindset, I encourage you to change. Anyway, until we meet again, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend.